This is Northwest Public Radio with StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. In the United States, there are an estimated 5.4 million people with Alzheimer's disease. Two-thirds of those are women, mostly over the age of 65. Dorothy Lundgren was diagnosed with the disease at a much younger age. She was 49. In this StoryCorps excerpt, her husband, Richard Lundgren, talks with their son, David, about how the disease changed their marriage.
Her symptoms started when she was 49. She started to have problems with her Tupperware orders, and she'd never had any problems with that. She was starting to have problems with the order forms. And then one night she went to put together a buttermilk pancake mix, which is powdered buttermilk, and I've never made it, but I believe it's mixed with either water or milk and some eggs. Well, she brought it to me in the bowl, and she said, "This just doesn't look liquidy enough." Well, she had taken the powder milk with an egg and mixed it together, but had no other liquid in it. So we went to see our family physician, and he sent us to a neurologist. A couple of days after she was diagnosed, we sat down and actually had a long discussion on what do we do now? You know, where do we go from here? And then, of course, we got involved, you know, with the Alzheimer's Association and gave many, many talks around the greater Seattle area, basically telling our story and about Alzheimer's disease and how you can still live and you can still go on and you can still do things. Of course, through all of that, she is progressively going down and got to the point where, you know, every place we went, I had to hold her hand and I had to take her these places. And I think it was just the strength of her and my love for each other. A couple years ago, I had played golf with our former pastor. He was in the process of writing a book about love and marriage. And on the way home, he said, "Tell me, so what you've learned about love through Dorothy's disease?" And I said, "I'll start from the beginning. You know, you get to college or you get into the workplace and you find somebody that you quote-unquote love. And you decide you're going to get married. So you do. Through the process of living together and having children together and doing things together and building your life together, you develop what I call spousal love. And that's the love that you nurture and you grow and you work at as you're living together so that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger and tighter and you become one. With Alzheimer's disease, as opposed to others, I believe, because you lose that inner connection, you lose the back and forth between the two people. You need to have a back and forth to make this spousal love grow. That spousal love changes. And his comment to me was, "Why are you saying spousal love dies?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a good terminology for it, yes." And I said, "What happens is you don't still love the person, but your love becomes a parental or a caregiving love. You no longer have that interconnection with the person that you had as a spouse, but it's more being a parent to them, which is what I feel still today." Mm-hmm. So that's how the relationship changes. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't said anything to any of you children. I notice all of you have faded away from your mother, of seeing her and things like that, which is perfectly okay. It's perfectly understandable. As you know, your mother and Zachary had a special relationship. And it's been a year or so ago, I asked him if he wanted to go with me to see Oma. And he said, "No, Opa, I want to remember her the way I remember her." Very insightful for a kid that's, you know, was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I find even myself, I have to push myself to go see her, but I do it.
Richard Lundgren of Auburn, talking about how Alzheimer's disease changed his relationship with his wife, Dorothy. He was speaking with his son, David. You can hear this story on our website, nwpr.org. Click on StoryCorps. Special thanks to Multiplication.com and China Berry Hill and Urban Luxury B&B in Tacoma for their support in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.